Now, this book is a remarkable book, and so much so that I'm spending time here to get you interested, if I can, in a book that is about as dull to the average Christian as anything possibly could be. You don't find today very many classes or individuals or churches studying the book Leviticus. Well, let me say this concerning it. I want to go through it briefly like this. It opens with five offerings, and they are clear, crystal-cut cameos of Christ. They depict his hypostatical person in depth and his death in detail, and that's in the first seven chapters. Then in chapters 8 through 10, the consecration of the priests reveal how shallow and inadequate is our thinking of Christian consecration today. Then in chapter 11, he gives them a diet. God provided for his people a diet that was sanitary and therapeutic. And by the way, it contains much spiritual food for our souls today. And then in chapter 12, he gives attention to motherhood as a further example of God's thinking concerning womanhood. And then we have in chapters 13 through 15, the very heart of the book, the prominence given to leprosy and its treatment. And here's a book on worship. Why? All this extended section on leprosy. Those who have been given gracious insights into Scripture have found here a type of sin and its defiling effect on man in his relationship to God. And the cleansing of the leper finds its fulfillment in the death and resurrection of Christ in a most unusual sacrifice. My friend, if you and I are to escape the defilement of sin in this world, we'll have to know a great deal about the death and resurrection of Christ and the application of it to our lives. And then in chapter 16, we have the great day of atonement, and that's a full-length portrait of the sacrifice of Christ. And then in chapter 17, we have the importance of the burnt altar in the tabernacle, and that highlights the essential characteristic of the cross of Christ today. Then in chapters 18 through 22, the emphasis in this book of instructions concerning seemingly minute details in the daily lives of God's people reveals how God intends the human family to be involved with him. God wants to get involved in your business, your family life, your social life. My friend, today we've just about shut him out of our lives, even those of us who consider ourselves fundamental. And then in chapter 23, we have the list of feasts that furnishes a prophetic program of God's agenda for all time. And then in chapters 24 through 27, which concludes the book, we have the laws governing the land of Palestine. And that gives us an interpretation of its checkered history and an insight into its future prominence. And a lot of prophecies in this book. And the nation Israel and the promised land are intertwined and interwoven from here to eternity, friends. Now you have here in these first three books of the Bible, in Genesis we see man ruined. In Exodus we see man redeemed. In Leviticus we see man worshiping God. In the book of Exodus we see that Exodus offers pardon. Leviticus offers purity. And in Exodus, we have God's approach to man, and in Leviticus, we have man's approach to God. In Exodus, Christ is Savior. In Leviticus, Christ is Sanctifier. In Exodus, man's guilt is prominent, and in Leviticus, man's defilement is prominent. In Exodus, God speaks out of the mount. In Leviticus, God speaks out of the tabernacle. In Exodus, man is made nigh to God. In Leviticus, man is kept nigh to God. Now this, friends, is the introduction to this wonderful book. And we have an extensive outline of it. We begin with the five offerings and the law of them. That's in the first seven chapters. The showcase to this book are these offerings and their pictures of Christ. You have the first three chapters. You have what's known as the sweet savor offerings. That speaks of the person of Christ. In chapters 4 and 5, you have the non-sweet savor offerings. That speaks of the work of Christ on the cross. The first three offerings that speak of his person are the burnt offering, the meal offering, and the peace offering. And then in chapters 4 and 5, the non-sweet savor, the work of Christ, we have the sin offering, and then the trespass offering. And we're going to see that as we move now, and we'll just get our foot in the door today. We'll take that which is the first offering, the burnt offering,